Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local, each every day from 10 to 2 on Steady Zone Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. We're going to play more sound, if you missed it, from the press conference from earlier today with A.J. Preller meeting with the media about Mike Schilt retiring, about where do they go from here, about his future, A.J. Preller's with the organization, and about what potentially could happen with the roster. We haven't even gotten to the roster stuff that he answered going into the offseason. We talked briefly about the starting pitching, but he talked about the bullpen being a strength again. And there was a lot of interesting things that A.J. Preller said mixed with interesting things that he did not say.
Sounds like 11 o'clock tomorrow, does it not?
It could be the rest. It could be later on this hour, too.
Could be, but, you know.
You're just being lazy. It's a rainy day. Frank wants to go home, put his sweats on. Have a home-cooked meal, put a fire on, watch a movie, and call it a night.
Bingo.
There it is. That's Frank. Now he's got to put on Big Red. Zombieland Big Red versus FIU. Florida Worldwide. That's what he's going to do. We'll talk about that later on. We do want to get your phone calls, though. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I think the best approach for the Padres to keep things consistent, because it's all about culture, and I think the Padres have improved their culture, even though they lost to the Cubs. I think there's a couple of things that need to be done, but I don't think they need to start over with a brand-new coaching staff. I really don't. I think that's a little bit much. So what I would do is I'd sign A.J. Preller to a three-year deal, two-year extension, to give him 3 years. He has 2026, 2027, 2028. I'd promote Ruben Niebla, give him a three-year contract to be the manager. You could reevaluate after the next 3 years, keep the coaching staff as close to the same as possible. It's not a big money splash for you. And then go out and add the pieces that you need in the starting pitching department, a power bat or two, and see what you got for 2026. That's what I would do. A lot of people for Ruben Niebla, a lot of people against Ruben Niebla. A lot of people think they could bring in a manager and keep Ruben Niebla. There's no guarantee that that happens, by the way. We've said it before, I will continue to say it. If you bring in a new manager, he's going to want to bring in his own staff. And even though Ruben Niebla is really good, maybe he doesn't want to be a pitching coach. Maybe he does want to be a manager. It's going to be tough, I think, for him to turn down other managerial jobs. Just because Darren Balsley stayed through a couple of regimes as a pitching coach and Ruben Niebla has now done it, doesn't mean that's always going to be the case. I think the best approach for the Padres is to hire Ruben Niebla as the manager instead of bringing in somebody that doesn't know how the organization works and tries to change massively. Again, you have to understand the clientele of your team. And I don't think guys like Manny Machado or Fernando Tatis Jr. handle change well. And I also don't think you need to really change everything that they do again for the amount of times that it's already happened since they became Padres in 2019. We talked about the general manager deal. I said, give me some names if you think somebody's going to be better. A lot of people said Theo Epstein. Theo Epstein doesn't want to be a general manager anymore. Good luck. Saw some Kim Ng conversations as well. But who knows if she rearranges the entire organization. I mean, you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes the devil's in the details. And sometimes the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Before you start making some of these moves. But Frank, I didn't get your reaction. I mean, what would you... that was what I would do. What would Frank Marchese do?
First of all, extend AJ Preller. That's number one. Number two is, it depends on... for me, it depends on whether or not you believe Ruben Niebla is going to leave. If he wants a manager spot, and if he's intent on leaving, then I give him the job. I say it's yours. If you want it, don't need to interview you. We've known you for this long. Have fun. Do what you got to do. It's a lot easier to find a pitching coach than it is to find a manager, as far as number of people out there. If he's content to stay, I would say I would look at one of the guys I mentioned yesterday was Davey Martinez, a guy who does know how to handle superstar players on his roster, problematic superstar players on his roster, and has won a World Series before. I would think a guy like Davey Martinez would be a good fit here. And you could say, oh, well, his teams were awful. Right, his teams were awful. That's not his. It's not his fault. Washington Nationals are one of those perennial rebuilding teams. It's like the Marlins. You get lucky if you get a good batch of young players that come up at the right time, all at the same time. There you go. You win. That's how you win two World Series. For the Washington Nationals, it was the same thing. They had a bunch of young, good young players all come up under contract at the same time. That's how they won it. I think Davey Martinez would be a guy I would look at, again, if you do not believe that Ruben Niebla will leave. If you believe he will leave, Niebla's your guy.
I think a lot of people are just like, we need a guy that's going to yell and scream and hold these guys accountable. You know what? That doesn't work anymore in this day and age of athletics.
It does not.
Because you're talking about a generation of athletes that have always been told are the greatest thing to ever live. They're not going to respond well to that particular coach. Some guys do, but not all of them. And the Padres don't have a lot of guys that respond well to that. And the reality is, the more players coming up through the ranks also do not respond well to that, especially baseball players.
Mm-hmm.
Especially baseball players. So if your old school approach of like, we need somebody to yell and scream, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. And I think a lot of people are in this territory right now that we can't hire Ruben Niebla as a manager. He's never done it before, and he needs to be our pitching coach. There's no guarantee that he stays to be the pitching coach.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. He knows the organization. He knows the team.
When talking about inexperienced managers, we're talking about guys that have never done that before and are also brand new to the org, where they have to win over the players that they know what they're talking about.
If you're going for a first-time manager, you're either a god-awful team that has no hope of winning at all, see Andy Green, see Jace Tingler, or you're a guy who has been in the organization. That's the first-time manager you're okay with, is a guy who has been there, knows the guys, knows what they need, knows what makes them tick. That's the first-time manager that is okay. That's the one you want. Yeah. If you're going to get one, that's the one you want.
People are like, what about Ozzie Guillen? He is not going to be allowed to manage anymore in this day and age of baseball.
No.
Nobody responds well to that. This generation does not respond well to that.
He's barely hanging on as a television panelist for the White Sox.
And then, like, you know, Ferris Khan in the chat said, like, you know, that's on the GM. Those players don't exist, dude. That's, like, very few and far between those players that are just, like, gung-ho, rah-rah guys.
Yep.
They just don't. I mean, they just don't really exist.
Jackson Merrill doesn't come around too often as far as just a guy who wants to play the game. And as far as a guy who will do anything to play the game at a high level, Cam Scataboo does not come around all that often either. A guy who will run through the wall for recreation.
That's why when he signed that contract extension, Jackson Merrill is such a breath of fresh air.
Exactly.
Because there's no guarantee. I mean, that's just, you don't see those players anymore.
Nope.
I look at the high school level right now, just in San Diego. Most players playing high school football care more about their personal accolades and what they look like on social media than winning games. They really could, like, care. They couldn't care less about winning games. That's not every high school player. Like, we have some on our team that really want to win. We also have a lot that don't really care if they win or not. And that's at every high school.
You know what's unfortunate about the players that play because they love the game and want to win?
They don't get to play very long?
Exactly.
Because they're not
right.
as good as the players that don't really care about winning and only care about themselves?
Yep.
Yes. That's just, I mean, that, but that's the general. We have made sports such a massive business that don't play for the love of the game. They play because it's an opportunity to make money. Or they look good on social media. If you had to ask most kids that play high school football in San Diego if they play because they like the game and they want to win, or if they play because they look cool on social media and it might be able to get them a scholarship, that's what they're doing. It's the scholarship to potentially make money.
If it's the scholarship for educational purposes, you're like, okay.
That's, which is never the case.
Okay, cool. Not bad.
I almost feel like sometimes I care, and I don't know, it's not about every family, but sometimes I feel like I care about my players' grades more than their parents do. Based on their actions,
I can't even fathom that.
I would prove to be right. And you know what? I'm not the only coach at other schools that think that. I've had conversations. And sometimes the coaches care more about the kids' grades than the parents do. The parents care about targets. The parents care about how many times their kid gets the ball so they can go play D1 athletics.
It's Coach Carter.
100%. My argument is, if you don't have the GP, they're still not letting you in the school until they become professional. Like, they just don't, they don't get it. They don't get it. But that's what's happening right now at the high school ranks. That's probably what it was happening at the high school ranks 15, 20 years ago. And why you have the athlete that you have currently at the top level. But that, it's not, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's the reality of the situation. That's why the old school getting an Augie Garrido in there to scream at somebody ain't going to work. It just won't. And that's millennials and Gen Z.
And think of it this way as well. Everyone thought it was funny, the yelling and screaming rant I went on about ESPN with their most exciting player thing, right?
That was hilarious. Did we save that, by the way?
It becomes, I'm sure it's saved somewhere. It becomes less funny and less impactful if I do something like that every single day.
True.
Same thing as a manager. If a manager comes in screaming and yelling, the first couple times you're like, oh God, here we go. Especially if you don't get the results, that shtick wears quick. And you will lose the locker room, you will lose the clubhouse very, very quickly. Because yelling and screaming, that's a once in a while thing that works to get a point across. Can't be coming in and doing that every single day. Otherwise, it loses all of its meaning, all of its impact, all of its force.
This guy in the chat, Padres over everyone in the chat, says, you need your own podcast where you could do the whole segment about high school football. I used to have a high school football podcast. I'm going to tell you right now, if I had a high school football podcast, I would expose too many secrets about every team in high school football. I know way too much that's going on. People would get so upset about what I would say. But it would be like, I know that school's special rule. I know that school's special rule. I know that school's special rule. I know where CIF is screwing that up. I know all of this stuff. You wouldn't want me to have a full, uncovered high school football podcast. I would expose too many high schools for all the BS that they do behind the scenes.
That's something you do after coaching.
That's what I'm done coaching. That's something my dad, who doesn't want to coach anymore, wants to do. Maybe I'll just give him a mic and let him just rip everybody. Calling out all the secrets. There's a lot of, I know where a lot of bodies are buried in the high school football realm. And everybody thinks that they're playing by the rules, and they ain't. And I find it funny.
J.P. Moore has a great idea as far as the head coach goes, or manager.
He's 6 feet underground, unfortunately. I don't think that would work anyway.
No, I don't think so.
But
different sport, I believe.
Anyway, every school in San Diego right now that's good, that school, I mean, look at the top 10. All those schools don't have all kids from their neighborhood. I hate to tell you, they don't. They don't all have school. They don't have kids all from their neighborhood. As much as they'd like to say it, and as much as they'd like to complain about it, they don't. And guess what? Here's news for everybody out there in San Diego. You want to know some great news? Frank, you want to know some great news?
Yeah, we're going to break.
You want to know some great news? No, we're not going to break yet. You want to know some great news about high school? People understand this. They don't get it because back in the day, you couldn't do this. You can go to any high school in San Diego, no matter where you live. It's a simple paperwork thing. You can go to any high school in San Diego.
Are we supposed to be whispering right now?
There's nobody stopping you. You can go to literally anyone. So that's, I find it funny when people are like, we're just trying to do the best with what we got and what shows up to campus. Ha! Ha! That's funny. We know that's not the trade. We know that's not the case. We know if you transfer and you mark a special box, CIF can't investigate, and guess who doesn't have to sit out? Oh, the kid that marked that special box. I'm telling you, you don't want me to do a high school football podcast because I would expose every school for the nonsense that they have.
I didn't play sports. I played a little bit of baseball at Olympian, but I had to drive past Otay Ranch every single day to get to Olympian.
It's possible.
I wanted to go to Otay Ranch, if I'm honest. I wanted to play on their hockey team.
That hockey? That's kind of sick.
Otay Ranch had roller hockey.
Roller hockey? I know Cathedral has roller hockey. But anyway.
Olympian.
When I'm done coaching, maybe I'll start the, maybe I'll just let it all out. All the secrets. So many secrets. Ron and La Mesa, Joseph and Santee, John and Carlsbad. We'll get to you when we come back on the Brayton Soprano Show. Standing as number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Brayden Suprenant. He's Frank Marchese. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3, The Fan. I'd have Ruben Niebla manage this team and roll with the same coaching staff. That's what I would do. What do you think? 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. To me, you have to hire somebody that's going to get your top players off and running and playing to their best potential, which is Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. That's what you're looking for. I think a lot of the other guys will be fine with whoever you hire, but I think that needs to be the case. I don't necessarily think you need to have a situation where you need to change everything from the previous 3 years, 4 years. I mean, 4 years in a row, you've had most of the same coaching staff. You've already given your top two players, at least on payroll, many different coaching staff since they both joined the team in 2019. Try to keep it as consistent as possible. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Joseph and Santee. Joseph, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Brayden?
Doing well.
All right, so I would love to see Niebla take over as manager, or if he's okay staying pitching coach, bring in Bruce Bochy. But going to the fans that want to see somebody come in and yell and scream, I feel like that would, generations aside, a manager's going to yell and scream at a player over bad defense and bad base running. Over the last 5 years, we've been one of the best teams in baseball at both of those. You don't yell and scream at a player because he doesn't hit a 98-mile-an-hour two-seamer that runs in on the hands. Turns out baseball's just hard. And so you can't yell and scream at somebody for their hitting at the plate, and it's on the manager and the hitting coach to establish their approach, so you're not going to yell at the screen at the player for that either. So you don't. I don't think an old school manager like that would be beneficial to the team anyways, because we don't need somebody to come in and yell at scream when we've been one of the best teams in baseball defensively and on the base paths. And then lastly, I want to harp on something a caller from earlier said, and that I think I agree a lot more with Frank than you, Brayden, is that the normalization of the death threats and just the bad social media presence against everyone from you guys to the managers and players on sports teams, saying that people are surprised is one thing, but I think that it does need to be talked about more in a negative light, and fans need to be more adamantly discouraged of that behavior, because these guys have a hard enough job as it is trying to appease tens of thousands, if not millions of fans, trying to win in these very hard sports. Throwing on top of that, having them worry about the safety of themselves and their family, there's just no place for it in society and in sports. So Frank adequately caught that caller was saying that we need to just sort of talk about it more. And sure, maybe people are surprised, but I don't think that it should be normalized. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not normalizing it, Joseph, but the problem is that people don't understand is you think that those are normal people doing those things. Those are not normal people.
No, absolutely
those
not.
Are crazy people. Those are people that something is wrong with them. It's not normal. So try to convince a crazy person not to do the crazy things that they do. That is the task. I think a lot of people, like, when they weigh in on this stuff, right? And they go like, we have to talk about this. We have to talk about this. This is not right. It's not right. But you do realize it's not normal people that are doing this, correct? This is not Frank Marchese got upset and now he writes a death threat and then goes like, oh, my bad. I forgot how bad that is. No. These are crazy people.
Sorry, Mike. Lost my head.
These are people you can't... What? You cannot reason with a crazy person. Unless you can. Unless you have the ability. If you think that, like, us talking about that is going to have crazy individuals start going like, yeah, you know what? That actually, you know, why was I doing that?
That would honestly have me more concerned.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, he's crazy. And I got through to him.
Yeah.
What does that say about me? Am I crazy?
Frankly, did that to the Mets in early September. But that's the reality of the situation. Like, I don't want to put cold water in this. It's obviously a very serious topic of conversation. But the reality is, you're not reasoning with normal people. They're not normal people. And so when you think you can fix the problem by reasoning with these people, it's foolish. You're not going to be able to reason with people that have something missing. And that, I think, to me, that plays more into the mental health crisis in the United States more than anything else. But every time you talk about the mental health, it's like you view these people like they're normal and like everything's okay. It's not okay. There's something seriously wrong, but we ignore that fact because of feelings, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I can't believe this person's not acting normal. Well, that's because they're not normal. So that's why, to me, I found it shocking that people were shocked about this. This is a common occurrence. But again, you're not talking about normal people. You're talking about people that are not right. Those are the people that write these death threats. And we're talking about this because that's what Mike Schilt talked about being one of the reasons that he decided to leave. 833-288-9973, 833-288-9973. Ron in La Mesa, you're on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on, Ron?
Braden. I had every intention in calling in yesterday and bragging about my Wildcats, and then you guys dropped the bomb on Schilt, so I had to regroup. And so I'm here today to say, hey, we had a nice win, so be it. But let's start things with Bo Mel. When we hired Bo Mel to coach the team, we've had the best 4 years of Padres that I can remember. Schilty wants to retire. God bless him. He did a great job. But going forward, we need to keep our people in the system. I think they've got something set up that's really good. So I have to agree with you 100%. Ruben is the first person I said yesterday when my son told me that Schilt retired. He would be great. Bring everybody else up and then hire somebody else in the bullpen. Oh, I don't know, maybe you, Darvish. Let him retire, free up his money so we can sign our other people. But we've got a good organization, and yes, we need to hire Preller back. He may be goofy. He may not. People may not like him. But this man has worked hard for this organization, and what he's done in the last 4 years, I think is the best thing going forward. People, Padres are relevant. I've said it 100 times. So, yes, hire Ruben.
I appreciate the phone call. Thanks again, Ron. That's where we're at with this. I mean, it's honestly, it leads to a different thing for me. We talked about this pitching staff, right? Now, the manager has changed twice in this 4 years. Correct?
Correct.
The manager has changed twice. The coaching staff has not changed too many times. If we look at, and I want you to look at this coaching staff that the Padres have had, you know, since, I guess, 2022, right? 2022 season was the season that the Padres
made it.
That was
when Melvin came in. Yeah.
When Melvin came in. If you look at the staff that they had in 2022 and you compare it to the staff that they have in 2025, it's relatively the same crew. Now, there's a couple of players that are a couple of people that moved on, right? A couple of people moved on. Ryan Christensen, one of those people that moved on, right? Matt Williams, one of those people that moved on. With Bob Melvin. But you look at the coaching staff in 2022. Remember, People forget that Mike Schilt was the third base coach for a little bit of time when Matt Williams was going through health problems. Do we forget about that? He was on the field with these guys.
Wait, who? One more time?
Mike Schilt in 2022 when they went to the NLCS during the season when Matt Williams was having some health concerns.
Oh, yes, he was the third base coach.
It's not like he wasn't in the dugout every day.
I thought you were talking about, I believe it was in 2023 when Melvin had to step away for like a couple weeks. That was Christensen.
No, Christensen took over for that.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about that.
We look at this year's staff and 2022 staff. Ruben Niebla is on that staff.
Yes.
Morgan Burkhart is on that staff. Ben Fritz is on that staff. David Macias is on that staff. Mike Schilt is on that staff. Peter Somerville is on that staff. Ryan Flaherty has moved on. Okay. Bob Melvin, Ryan Christensen, Michael Bradar, all those guys end up going to San Francisco. But that was a core group in 2022. You look at the 2023 coaching staff. This is still a Bob Melvin coaching staff with last year's staff. Okay. Mike McCoy on this year's coaching staff. Pat O'Sullivan on this year's coaching staff. Victor Rodriguez on this year's coaching staff. Ruben Niebla on this year's coaching staff. Ben Fritz on this year's coaching staff. David Macias, this year's coaching staff. Tim Leeper, this year's coaching staff. Morgan Burkhart, this year's coaching staff. Jose Andrade on this year's coaching staff. Brian Esposito on this year's coaching staff. Peter Somerville on this year's coaching staff. You can look at, since 2022, the Padres have had the same coaching staff. Is that fair to say?
More or less, yeah.
Since 2022, do we want to look at what the Padres, collectively, in this era of Padres baseball, where you look at 2022 on, the Padres won 89 games in 2022. They won 82 games in 2023. They won 93 in 2024. They won 90 in 2025. They made the playoffs 3 out of the last 4 seasons with this coaching staff. Okay? The Tingler staff's gone in 2021. 2022? On has been the same coaching staff. They've made the playoffs 3 out of the last 4 years, and they have been over 500 in every single one of those years. They had won a total of regular season games of, doing quick math in my head, they have won 354 games over that 4-year span. This coaching staff has. So as much as people say they got to change everything, change the culture, why would you change something that has been successful in 3 of the last 4 years? I try to keep that staff intact as much as possible. And in order to do so, I believe you would have to promote from within, which means you have to find the guy that is going to be the best fit for that group. And to me, it's Ruben Niebla. I don't know how many people in the Padres organization would have that same impact. Again, Mike Schilt was in the dugout in 2022. He was the third base coach. I don't know. It wasn't too many games, but he was in the...
He was the bench coach, was his official capacity, I believe.
No, he was not. He was fill-in third base coach. I remember because he was in the front office doing stuff. I forgot what he was doing. I think he was doing like player development or something.
Yeah.
And then they pulled him down to the dugout when Matt Williams got sick.
Okay.
And he filled in as the third base coach. And then when Williams came back, he went back to the front office.
Okay. I thought he was a coach.
It's the same coaching staff. These are a lot of the same guys. You cannot tell me that in those 4 years, the Padres are not successful. Are they successful in those 4 years? More successful than they've been. Consistently a contender, which is exactly what you want them to be. A couple of changes here and there is probably fine. But to me, keep the staff in place. This is the same staff. Even though the managers have changed. And again, they didn't fire Bob and they didn't fire Mike. They both left. But they've kept the same coaching staff. Keep the consistency. Because in these last 4 years, you've made the playoffs three times. They've made the playoffs four of the last six, and they've made the playoffs three of the last four. That is consistent winning. Yes, I know we all want a World Series championship. Yes, I know we're frustrated that it's taken so long. But the reality of the situation is you have been a team that has consistently been a playoff contender every year since 2020. Even in the collapse years of 2023 and 2021, they were right there knocking on the door. 2023, they still finished above 500. Out of the last, since 2020, they've only finished below 500 one time. That is consistent playing. That is consistent running of a team. Keep it consistent with your stars that have been here now for a long time. The best way to do that, in my opinion, is by having Ruben Niebla be the manager. I still think manager is the most overrated position in all of sports, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's about the culture. Don't change the culture. The culture right now is winning. Do the players need to play a little bit better? Yes. Do they need to add a little help? Yes. Most of the problems that the Padres have right now come with the players being able to get the job done. It's not the coaching staff. It's not the general manager. It's not the ownership. Give the players an opportunity by keeping things consistent. No, this is not doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. You're getting the results that you want. It's making the playoffs. Now the next step is to win in the playoffs. I think they could do that with the coaching staff. Because before this, remember, was anybody saying at the end of the season when they said, like, it's time to get to the next level, we're going to fire Mike Schilt? Did anybody say that? So why would you fire his staff? That's the question I ask. That's the way, that's the reason why I'm going the direction I'm going in terms of a new manager for the Padres. When we come back, we'll get back to your phone calls. John, Brandon, Austin, talking about this press conference we had today, Padres baseball, final segment of the Braden Soprano Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Already in the final segment of this show. What happened to the show today? It went just flew right by.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been saving it. It's been on retainer. You will hear Monday's show.
Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
That's right. A lot of it is still very much
relevant.
Relevant. Yeah, it's evergreen for the most part. How about them Aztecs?
How about them Aztecs?
How about them Aztecs?
That's right, Sean. We'll actually talk about the Aztecs tomorrow.
Should we do what we were intending to do on Monday? Should we open the show with the Aztecs?
I don't know. Maybe.
We do kind of have to get back into a normal rhythm here.
Yep. And then you know what's going to happen? They're going to start doing interviews for managerial candidates. I love this. This is great. Keep the Padres relevant during the offseason. This is fantastic. I love this.
Thank you for helping us out.
That's right. Padres. We love it. We love the content. It's so great. Okay.
Make me a big Padre fan over this offseason if you do that.
Is that right?
You might convert. If you make these
big
shows...
Chargers hater.
If you make these shows easy to write over this offseason, you will make me a huge fan of yours this offseason.
We've been so busy with stuff. We didn't even get to our sports fix today.
The what?
Which is brought to you by QC Kinetics.
The what?
The sports fix.
The what?
What?
It's the sports thread.
Sports thread. That's right. Sports thread. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
I know the sports thread went on for a year. We got to break you out of that.
No, sports fix went on for a year. Yeah, sports thread is going on, which, by the way, I came up with that name, so I should probably know it better.
I understand sports fix might still be a reflex. We got to get you out of that. That was a previous regime. We got to change the culture here. We got to get you
change
out of
the
that.
Culture.
We got to get you out of that.
Change the coaching staff.
We got to catch you to the sports thread.
833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. A lot of people want to weigh in. More of the sound's going to be played on Gwynn and Chris, what AJ Preller had to say. There's a lot of other stuff that we want to dive into that we didn't get to dive into today about this matter that we'll dive into tomorrow. A lot of stuff from the Dennis Lynn article from today. Remember tonight, cheer inwardly for Big Red and outwardly for FIU. Great advice, go Aztecs. Right. You stink. Zombieland. Big Red Zombieland. All right. Let's get to your phone calls reacting to Mike Shields' retirement and what AJ probably had to say today in the press conference. John in Oceanside, you're on the Brayden Soprano Show. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, first of all, I think about, I know you coach and, you know, you have empathy for people that go through the ebbs and flows of winning, losing, and now there's death threats and everything that goes with it. And I had a whole different take I was going to do, but I just am thinking about Mike, and I'm really cold, really, really hoping that he can take a year or two off and come back to the game, because I feel like he did a really, really solid job. I just do. And I just wanted to get that out of the way. And I know we're probably all hoping he finds health and wellness and a balance. And that's kind of it. You know, you coach, you go home, you talk to your wife, you know, your dog, whatever it is. It's just finding that balance. And I hope he does find that. And then I just wanted to talk about your ethos of keeping the coaching staff intact. That's kind of a no-brainer. If something's working, don't fix it. I don't know if Ruben Niebla can manage, you know, and I know you've said it's overrated, but I do think you are. It is a grind. It is a marathon. And he seems like an intelligent, nice, well-liked person, so he'll probably be able to pull it off. So that's really my Padres take. And just brief 15 seconds going into your football, the high school football. It seems like, and I know you're a Cathedral Catholic guy, it seems like, and I'm just on my soapbox right now, whatever transgressions public schools do, they're keeping up with schools like Bishops, Cathedral Catholics, that are able to just cherry pick talent. I'm just interested on your take on that. You don't have to do it now, but maybe it's something you can talk about later.
My take on that, and here's the thing, is I don't really care what schools do, but I just don't like the fact that only one school gets only like a handful of schools get criticized and everybody else, you know, cries foul all the time. My biggest take on this, John, in particular with high school sports, especially in San Diego, from what we know, and it's different in Orange County. My biggest take, and I have to say this all the time to coaches that just believe false narratives about my particular school, and I usually blow their mind when it comes to when they start to realize, and a lot of coaches that we have that were at other schools, specifically public schools, that come to ours and realize exactly what we do is not anything like the rumors that are out there. They realize that, like, oh, everybody's playing by the same rules. Everybody's playing by the same rules. That's my take on this. And again, the cherry-picking thing is one thing. But the reality of the situation is, I've said this multiple times, parents send their kids to schools that will let them, with the programs that they have, thrive in said schools. Look at Lincoln. Lincoln has done a great job with their football program. Lincoln has done a great job in getting kids recruited to the D1 level. Lincoln is doing a great job of being one of the best football programs, not only in San Diego, but in the state of California. There is no question why kids are going to Lincoln to play football. They have a great program. As a parent, you want to send your kid who's good in football to a place that has a good football program. It's pretty simple. And so for me, I'm tired of listening to coaches at other high schools bitch and moan that they had, like, I'm just trying to, when everybody's got a special rule to get kids in their school. Everybody's playing by the same rules. And the difference is for us, and I'll say this, I get on my soapbox about this all the time. Anybody attending Cathedral Catholic High School in particular, and this is the school I coach at, I know all the ins and outs, and I'm not BSing anybody, they're making a sacrifice to go there. They're doing what Frank did and driving past high schools early in the morning to go work out to come to our high school. And even if they're getting financial aid, they're still paying something to go there. Your high school is free. So in reality is, like, any type of scholarship you get, you still have to pay to go to Cathedral. And if you believe in the full ride scholarship thing, which is not true, if you believe in that and they're getting the tuition paid for, that is evening the playing field with the local public school. It's free to send your kid to public school. It's free. It's absolutely free. Why would I, as a parent, if I had, like, I grew up in Scripps Ranch. Let me ask you this question. If Scripps Ranch had this, you know, phenomenal program that was the sport that my kid played, and it was free to go to, and it's down the street, why in the world would I send my kid to Cathedral when I can send him to the school down the street? Frank, answer that for me. Why would I do that? Why would I pay money and drive my kid to a school in Del Mar when the school down the street is free and it's good in education and their program's good? Why would I do that?
There's no real reason.
There's no reason. I mean, I could crush that narrative every single time somebody wants to bitch about it. It's like, hey, look at the situation. Your local school is free. Why would I drive my child ways away to this school, even if they're paying for it? Because I'm not getting any cash back. I'm losing money in gas. I'm losing money in driving them there, finding rides, working. You're making a sacrifice. Why would I do that when I can go to the local high school for free? Go ahead. Give me a call on that tomorrow. Why would I do that? It makes no sense. I usually put the kibosh on that stuff pretty easily. But I have no problems with the public schools do. We're all playing by the same rules. I'm tired of people complaining about it. That will finish up our show. We're going to talk more about Mike Shildt tomorrow. Aha! Big Red, FIU, West Kentucky. We'll talk about that too. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.